Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Muslims here in America are running for political office for the purpose of setting up a worldwide caliphate. That's the headline. Sharam Hadian comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Sharam, I have also noticed not only that there are many candidates, Muslim candidates, running for office this year, but there are many previous candidates who have been elected and are holding office already around the United States. Now, I understand Islam has a desire to put together a worldwide caliphate. Do you believe that that possibly could be the reason for many Muslims coming into the political arena and to consider the possibility of overthrowing America? Is that a viable possibility?
It is a viable possibility, and what's viable, very viable right now, is the fact that they're trying to get to the upper house, or that house where they can then dominate and overthrow to change the current system of government. Under Islamic ideology, Islam is not, and this is where people, again, get it so wrong, Islam is not just a religion. It is a political system. It is a governmental system, and Sharia, their law, must be superior. And one of the things you see when these Muslims get elected is they began to, particularly in areas where they have heavy concentration, they began to push for implementation of Sharia in those areas. Sharia is antithetical to our U.S. Constitution. Sharia is antithetical to our First Amendment, our Bill of Rights. This is sedition. This is treason. This is not just political viewpoint. They have hundreds of candidates running at all levels of government. And when they get elected, and they get sworn in on the Quran? I mean, this is outrageous that they're not swearing in on the Bible. They're swearing in on the Quran. And everybody's afraid of Islamophobia. Well, listen, folks, if we love this republic and our nation, we have to call it out. But when you see the level of corruption, they're calling for revolution, and they're siding with BLM and Antifa and all these groups, we have a problem on our hands. And we got to politically engage and spiritually engage if we want to save this republic.
Sharam Hadian giving us the details of the campaign for Muslims to get involved in the political arena here in America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. A reader of the Quran, which is the Muslim holy book, will understand the commandment for the Muslims to set up a worldwide caliphate. That is a worldwide Islamic kingdom. This Islamic kingdom will contradict the kingdom that God will give his son, Jesus Christ, and that's Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. The scenario in the end of days is this battle which Jesus will win, Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16, when he becomes the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...